At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
The Patriots are not. The team they are putting out on that field tonight is not 10 points better than you. They are
not. I disagree. Respectfully.
Dude, it's sports. I'm not disrespected over that.
Kerryon Johnson has just topped 100 yards on the ground.
Like a 15-year career, you're celebrated, you're just a beautiful man. Don't blow it on this game, okay?
Don't. Take a side and give you reasons. This is not the Patriots you remember.
Brady's in trouble, and Brady is sacked back at the 20-yard line.
The Patriots don't have enough people to cover tonight, like I said. I mean, hell, that guy over there at the bar who looks totally faded could be their slot corner tonight.
Matt Patricia knocks off Bill Belichick.
I'm going to take the Lions plus the 7. You're going to lay to 7. Sully's laying to 7.
Yes, and I'm going to laugh and crosstalk tomorrow 5:53.
The Lions defeat the Patriots 26-10.
How did you even get out of bed today? Seriously, did you just lay there for like 15 minutes and go, "Oh, I wish I could rewind."
Okay. Well, you've been doing shows with me for a little over a year. You've known me for what, 5, 6, 7 years at this point?
Yeah, they all blend together.
Is that really the dumbest opinion I've ever had? Trusting in Bill Belichick and Tom Brady
of
the Lions?
If you put it that way, no. And actually, it wasn't at its core a dumb opinion because everybody was picking the Patriots to win. It's
exactly
that you wouldn't listen to Mike's reasoning, which turned out to be very sound, and you didn't recognize what the NFL is about. Teams bounce back all the time. Even teams that you think never bounce back, they do.
And yet, who has been the best team in the NFL to bounce back over the last 15 seasons? The New England Patriots.
That's
so
true, but
I expected fully a bounce back from Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. And that's not because I think this Patriots team is any good, just because that's what we've seen before.
I mean, in retrospect, obviously everything in retrospect now, because I'm not going to pretend like I thought the Lions were going to do that either.
Yeah, you're being dishonest.
No,
too,
no,
okay?
I just didn't think they would get slaughtered. But in retrospect, now, of course, them missing 3 defensive starters, the little rifts that have appeared, Tom Brady looked like going through the motions. I mean, that was a demolition. And I can't even believe we're saying this on Monday, September, whatever it is, 24th, 2000, whatever it is, 18, that the Lions, like, demolished them like 26-10, and it wasn't that close, even though it was. And you know how embarrassing it was Did you notice this? 26-10 after the Lions kicked the field goal. 1:58 left in the game. That's two scores with Tom Brady.
They were running the football.
They gave up.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
No, that's only two scores. Did Belichick not do the math? I watched that. Belichick, I saw him on the sideline. He took his headphones off and threw them down, and they ran the ball. I'm like, wait. And I looked up. I did the math. That's only two scores with 2 minutes to go. It's Tom Brady. I guess it wasn't Tom Brady.
And
I don't know
who the hell
it was.
They could have been able to tie it, then get it to overtime. You win by a touchdown, and you cover that 6.5 points,
no.
And I would have been right.
No, because you don't kick the extra point.
That's actually true.
All right, so it's the Bogey and Wojo Show, 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. If you want to beat up Bogey, feel free.
Go ahead. That's fine.
We don't have to do it the whole show. I mean, I'd only say about 92% of the show, but I mean...
That's fine. Yeah, I don't care.
I actually think, and you know me, I don't root for the teams at all. I root, and I don't even necessarily root for radio. I root, although I do.
You should.
To a certain degree, I do. I do root for good stories, and the Lions being 0-3 and DeMora, you might have thought it was a good story for a day or two, and then it would have gotten so tedious. So I declare this is a holiday in Detroit today. The football season that we thought was going to be derailed is back on, baby! The NFL season is back on! Woo! We would have been burying them. Oh, they're all quitting on Patricia now. Oh, boy, they had to pick another Patriot guy, didn't they? Whoa, when is Matthew Stafford ever going to beat anybody?
I will say.
Whoa, when will they ever rush for 100 yards?
Well, it was a really cool moment in the Lions locker room. It did look like they won a division title or a playoff game or a Super Bowl the way they were celebrating Patricia's first win.
If you've seen the video, or if you haven't, go
to
Detroit Lions or my Twitter, whatever. And it looked like they recognized certainly what it meant for Matt Patricia. And I do think there's some element of Patricia that did change when he saw how that team came out in game one. I'm not saying all of a sudden they're the most unifying, bonded team of all time, but the margins are so narrow in the NFL. If you just get a few more players to buy in and believe in your system and play, what do the kids say, balls out? You got a shot against anybody. You really do. Look at the Bills backed up against completely demoralized, yes. Mocked as bad as any NFL team, and they beat the Vikings 27-6.
But the Patriots have been that franchise that has basically avoided, you know, any of those cliches.
Not early in the season, though. Early in the season, they usually start slowly. They do, especially defensively.
Against teams that are 0-2, against teams that looked lifeless with a first-year coach. I'm not going to go that far. And look, I was wrong. Sure, that's fine. It doesn't really matter. But
promise you won't be wrong again. Wait, you can't do that.
I'm afraid that's going to happen.
Yeah. Oops.
I'll probably be wrong again this week because, hey, I'll probably put my faith right back in this Lions team. And then you know what they'll do? They'll bend over for Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys, and they'll just bring us right back down.
This Sunday is Up-Down Theory Classic.
Oh, it is.
Redux.
I know. And that's
you.
The thing. I didn't want to do, you know, the whole, and I was scared of this, but I didn't want to just go on Game Day Uncensored and be like, well, you know what? The Lions will win this game because it makes no sense whatsoever. And I've done that before, and I feel cheap doing that.
That's what Karsh did, and it came through.
Okay. I would have felt cheap actually doing that because... That's not a legitimate...
Cheaper than you feel now?
It's not a legitimate reason. Well, I there's no cheaper
well, no,
than
no,
I already
no.
feel.
You didn't have to use that
day.
Reason.
But that is the reason.
No,
that's
no,
the
no,
only
no.
reason it actually makes sense.
It's not the Lions
sense.
Thing to do. The reason that makes sense is that the Patriots do have issues. They did have injury issues. They have internal issues.
Okay.
And the Lions... Like most NFL teams, desperate, have some talent. We said,
much.
How many times did we say, Stafford is not going to play like that every game this year? Come on. That's not who he is.
Okay, then we'll use that right there. Okay?
Yeah.
We'll use that and we'll throw the phone number out there, 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Was it more about the Patriots being depleted, injured, you know, things starting to unravel, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, you know, having a little bit of a rift? Was it that, the end of a dynasty, or is it the Lions getting their act together and figuring this crap out moving forward?
I have a third one. Or is it Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels really like Matt Patricia.
Oh, come on. No.
And I'm only partly joking. I was watching through my headphones, binoculars at the end, and Belichick and Patricia had kind of a quick backslap and stuff.
Yeah.
But Patricia, when he hugged Josh McDaniels, I'm not even kidding. They were hugging and talking to each other. It was like a minute. Like, they must be boys.
Well,
and now I'm not saying Josh McDaniels threw it or whatever, but I think that was an acknowledgement, didn't we say last? Teddy Bruschi came out and said,
yeah,
you watch, Patricia is going to have a big advantage knowing all their personnel. It sure as hell looked like it to me. I mean, he put everything into that defensive game plan. And don't kid yourself, I was watching the game there at Ford's Field, and while the Lions' offense was on the field, I looked down, where's Patricia? Is he watching? He was back at the bench coaching up the defense. Like, the game was going on, and he was coaching up the defense, which that shows how much they put into this one.
248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Was yesterday's heroics, stunner, whatever you want to call it, was it more about the Patriots and them really being in some trouble here, or was it about the Lions figuring this thing out, Patricia getting this team back together, winning the room over, and the Lions are suddenly going to make a season out of this? Again, the phone number 248-539-9797.
And yes. I want to add this before we go to the break. Even if you believe it's the former, that the Patriots are falling apart, uh-huh, and that should not diminish how you feel about that victory if you're a Lions fan. Because other teams have been crumbling before, and the Lions didn't do that to them. That was complete domination. I don't think you have to apologize for the victory. The only person apologizing today is this skinny jean dude sitting across from me.
And because of that, my punishment is, we'll just call today's show the Wojo Show. 97.1.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.